أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Surah 69, Al-Haqqah. Title: The opening word of the surah provides its title. Period of Revelation. It is one of the early Makkan surahs, and from its contents, it appears that it must have been revealed at a time when the opposition to the Prophet, peace be upon him, had begun, but had not at that point become very intense. A report in Musnad Ahmad, Volume 1, page 17, on Umar's authority relates that, "Before my acceptance of Islam, I set out one day to abuse the Prophet, peace be upon him. He was beside the Kaaba, reciting Surah Al-Haqqah in his prayer. I stood right behind him and listened to his recitation. Amazed by the glory and eloquence of the Qur'an, the thought struck me that he was a poet, as alleged by the Quraysh. At that precise moment, he recited the verses, 'This is the speech of an honorable messenger, not the speech of a poet.' Al-Haqqah 69:40-41. And so I told myself that if he is not a poet, then he must be a soothsayer. Then he recited this verse, 'Nor is this the speech of a soothsayer. Little do you reflect. It has been revealed by the Lord of the universe.' Al-Haqqah 69:42-43. Upon listening to all this, I felt drawn towards Islam. Umar's account makes it evident that the surah was revealed before his acceptance of Islam, as he did not embrace Islam for quite some time after this incident. He was struck by the truth of Islam on several occasions. However, the decisive moment came when he was at his sister's house. It was on listening to the Quran there that he accepted Islam. For details, see the introduction to Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Subject matter and themes. The opening part of the surah deals with the hereafter, and the latter part affirms that the Quran is the word of God, and that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is true in his claim to messengership. The opening verses stress that the last day and the grand assembly are inevitable and bound to happen. Verses 4-12 illustrate the horrible end of the earlier communities who rejected the doctrine of the hereafter. They were subjected to divine punishment. Verses 13-17 portray the spectacle of the last day. Verses 18-27 spell out the purpose for which God created the afterlife for mankind. On the day of judgment, all human beings will appear before their Lord, and all of their actions will be made manifest. Everyone will be handed over his or her record of deeds. Those who led their lives believing they would have to account to their Lord, and who did good in preparation for reward in the hereafter, will be mightily pleased with their record of deeds. They will be blessed with the eternal abode of paradise. In contrast, those who did not discharge their duty to God and to their fellow human beings will have no one to save them from God's punishment. They will be consigned to the terrible punishment of hellfire. The later part of the surah addresses the Makkan unbelievers and refutes their allegation that the Quran is the product of the mind of a poet or a soothsayer. It is the word of God presented by his messenger, peace be upon him. He is not authorized to add or take away even a word from it. Was he to interpolate anything into it of his own, God shall sever his jugular vein. It is truly the book of God, and those who reject it as false will eventually come to regret their rejection.